Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Make you forget that he has been around for a long time. That the everlasting God, the everlasting, he has lasted civilizations, he has lasted knowledge, he has lasted technology, he has lasted advancement, he has lasted thrones, he has lasted crowns. The Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he does not faint. On your matter. On your matter. That a day will never come when God will look at you and say, Kai, I'm tired. That this your matter is too hard. Somebody is not getting it yet. Somebody is about to get it. He said he does not faint. He said, let's rest. Let's rest. This matter. Say it's not my portion. Come on, say it's not my portion. God will not be tired of me. When God became tired of a particular king, he took him into the Red Sea and did what? He buried him there. You see, people don't know that God gets angry. And his anger is not a good thing. Because when he's angry, he misbehaves. He can take a whole king with his army. No arrow was fired. No gun was shot. He took an entire, escorted them. These are the people you say will not let you go. These are the situations, the contravening winds, the prophecies that have. It seemed as if the enemy was resisting the manifestation. Things have been happening in your life, and that you are saying, God, when? And God escorted all of them to the ocean and said, with your leg, enter. No bullet was fired. Because in the holies of holies, there is no warfare. In the holies of holies, there is no warfare. There is no war. You can fight in the outer court. You can fight in the holy place. Because in the holy place, you have the candlestick, the spirit of man that is alive to revelation. You have the word of God. You have the shewbread. But in the holies of holies, just the Shekinah. Every battle we bow down there. He said the Almighty will say he does not faint. Neither is he weary. Look at what I'm looking for. There is no searching of his understanding. This issue of understanding is one of the reasons, I don't know if you can hear me at the back, why God is the way he is. His capacity to process and to understand. He said there is no, if you say, okay, we want to check which operating system, which iOS update, is it on 16 or 17? I think the latest is 14. What, when you check, you will check and check. And I mean, when God explains why he has decided to do what he wants to do with you, he will give people books, materials, formulas, go and be reading it. They will read, because before God got to the point in your matter where he said, the time to favor Zion has come. That statement is not a careless statement. It is built upon eternal counsels. I don't know if somebody's with me. So that when God says, my daughter, it is your season, it is not a careless statement. It is built on his wisdom. It is built on his understanding. He has looked at you. He has calculated it. For her to get there will be 2 years. He has seen it. So he will begin to walk her through. David has been anointed, but he can't ascend yet because he doesn't have the character for the throne. So he has to be trained. But he will not be trained the way Saul was trained because Saul was learning on the job. He will be passed through fire. So God calculated everything. He said there's no searching to his understanding. When God decides to go through the backside instead of the express, it is because there is no searching to his understanding. Why he decided to wait this year before you are going to get married, it's not because he could not do it last year. It's because there is no searching to his understanding. The way that job came and it happened just like that, it's because there is no searching to his understanding. The way he allowed one door to close before opening the other in order to stretch your faith, it's because there is no searching to his understanding. There is nowhere God will take you that will not require faith. And as long as there is something you are holding, that peradventure God is late, then it means you are not ready yet. It means, he said, our God is able to save us. But peradventure, he decides that this is the best way for us to die. Bring it down. In case he decides that this is the way he has desired for us to come and meet him. Glory be to his name. So they went to the fire, the three Hebrew boys, knowing that they will not come out. They didn't bargain for what will come out. They didn't bargain for the result. And if there was anything that they held dear, that day was the final day. The king didn't expect them to come out. All those people who used to advise them, say, Meshach, Abednego, use wisdom. Every time you hear use wisdom, just know that somebody is trying to downplay the revelation of God that is given to you. The wisdom of God that has been released. The eternal counsels of God that has been given to you. And he's calling it wisdom. See, there's no searching to his understanding. See, there's no searching. The disciples came to him and they said, Master, explain these parables to us. What did Jesus say? Are you also without understanding? Understanding is a big thing for God. Understanding is a big deal for God, not the anointing. Understanding, because even the grace that God is giving to you, if you don't understand how that thing works, you may be using your iPhone 13 and be playing game. You'll be playing Ludo with it. They'll download Ludo and be playing. You don't know that that thing in your hand is a machine. You know, some of us, we just use... please, sit down. This place is getting hot. Thank you, guys. Am I still clear at the back? Agnes, you said I didn't say it this morning. Okay. Can you hear me? Listen, you know, I was introduced to the iPhone family. Not by desire, but I found myself there. So I didn't really bother myself with some of the functions. Now, you see, the devil is trying to cause a problem here. Let me restart this and come on. If not, I preach. I think you are touching something, but whatever it is, you are almost there. So I didn't know that I know the phone had a lot of good functions, but I don't care. I just need my WhatsApp. I need my Facebook, Instagram. There was a time I even downloaded the yellow something, Snapchat or something. But I mean, I don't really understand what's going on there, so I deleted it. But recently, I just picked the phone. Somebody just touched something and say, I should say, hey, Siri. So I just say, hey, Siri, call MJ. Say, give me one sec. Calling MJ. Say, I'm firing my PA today. I said, hey, Siri, wake me up at 7 a.m. They just told me something like, okay, I just set your alarm for, say, I'll wake you up. I said, this thing is talking. He's talking to me. I said, he's talking to me. You know, it was not that I didn't know the thing was there, but the fact that I gave it time and he started answering, you know, like the wisdom of the world was talking to me. I said, I now try David's name. They say, where I saved David's name. And I said, call David Adeyemi. Hallelujah. If I tell you what your response means, you'll be fired. Don't worry, I've turned it off. Give me volume on this one. Pastor David, please. You are the only one that understands me. Give me volume here. Sometimes you just need to go back to your old rugged cross. No matter how you try to fine tune it, I can't even come down now. You see the old rugged cross. Pick your telephone and call. Write a letter. In those days, when I write a letter to my wife, it's like 3 months. Then she will respond. So we were waiting. There was an anticipation. There was the hope of his calling. We waited. Now he sent one message. Say, can't you see my message? Me, worry, I'm busy out there. I can't see your message. Can't see your message. We are making money. You have some of these friends who challenge you. I've been sending you messages. Am I sleeping on WhatsApp? So you should have your phone with you. I don't have my phone with me. Abeg, where were we? Siri. Abeg, I think I should just leave this Siri boy because. Abeg, can I? So, I think I give, you know, like Pastor Desmond, Apostle Desmond. Give me, I want to hear myself. He was here yesterday. For those of you who are around, the day I'll be bringing big people, I won't be announcing. Is it? Are we good? Okay. So I didn't know that Siri is like really a cool guy like that. I was just messing around, carrying the phone, pressing WhatsApp. Then I took my time. I started checking some functions. You know, there was one I realized. You may not know. For those of you who are not in the iPhone family, after now, you may want to consider going to a store and getting something. You know, don't do 6, so don't do 7. You know, we are on the high side now. Plot of land. You may need to sell a plot of land to buy what I'm talking about. But it's okay. It's worth it. Now, I have in front of me a device that doesn't have a SIM. But if you call me on this line and this phone is in the room, I will pick the call here. And you would think I was picking your call. But it's just here. I'm just talking to you. So they learned it from us. Everything you are seeing here, they learned it from God. Because some people say, the Babylon. But it's not Babylon. Even Babylon learned it from God. What is the essence of, why did the king, before releasing Daniel and his friends to serve him, why did he allow them come to his university to learn? Because apart from the assignment, something what sustains a revival is communal living. Why did Azusa Revival, have you heard of Azusa Revival? Why did Azusa Revival die? Go and check your history, check. There was always a quarrel somewhere. There was always a problem. Somebody started thinking differently. The moment an Ananias will arise amongst us, you will start seeing things happening. People, you will just say that things are happening. And if Peter refuses to address Ananias and speak to him directly, things will start happening. The day Joshua allowed Achan to be doing as he pleased, people started dying. Because God will defend communal living over anointing. It will defend communal living. The issue with Ananias was not that he brought what he felt he wanted to give. It was that he gave the impression he was operating the spirit of the communality. I gave all. The spirit of oneness. So the word of knowledge moved into operation and brought him. I said, you're a liar. Give us what you have. Don't give the impression you are in the same spirit with us because you are not. There's power in communal living. And I will tell you some things about Daniel today. Because when you see the kind of anointing that Daniel operated, then you now ask, where is this anointing amongst us today? It now seems that those guys were so high up with God and we have the Holy Ghost and we are so far away. Daniel was a man of few friends. Daniel was a man of few friends. So that automatically tells you
If you are someone that is giving to too many friends, everybody is your best friend, there's a problem somewhere. The testimony my wife was sharing, there was an interview she attended with a particular telecoms, big telecoms company in this country. I won't call their name, but there's an A there. Somewhere. And in case you are the one, we forgive you. Oh, no, thank you. I was in that interview, I was listening, everything's online now. So the person interviewing said, okay, I'm willing to take a gamble on you, and I just said, gamble what? We are not begging. You don't know. I wish I could tell him that my wife is an Harvard graduate. We are not begging. Your job can. Some of the things I tell you guys, they are not things I and my wife are not practicing. I'm a pastor, but I can begin to give you all my qualifications. So sometimes when I see people gamble with their career or go to their office and begin to make fighting their bosses their life mission, then I begin to wonder if we are even making progress at all. People who go late to work, Christians. People who ride the wrong time at the register, Christians. People who go to the restroom and spend 3 hours there, Christians. People who always have something to say in public when their boss is standing and saying something, Christians. People who must always say their mind. And people who get fired, Christians. The work of your boss is not to be your friend. It's to deliver results to his own boss. Don't go there and be becoming familiar. They now say they don't love me, we are not one family. What define family? Define family. Am I the one that gave birth to you? Walk in a way that your boss respects you. Walk in a way that your boss respects you. Even if he's angry, he won't want to challenge you publicly because of respect. There's just something he has seen. I bet that's not my message. But Nebuchadnezzar saw something in Daniel. Do you notice when he was going to throw those boys into the fire? Daniel was not there. But Daniel was beside him. And Daniel did not bow down. Did they look face? I said, did they look face? Don't deceive yourself. Don't waste your time and be trying to prove a point. Correction upwards is rebellion. If it's easy, start your own company. See, I can vouch for my wife anytime. Anytime. The time the devil was persuading me to leave her, that I thought I was happy. Because there's another stiletto somewhere. I would have, the funny thing? God is so good. He will allow everybody to survive. You will be seeing yourself in this Lagos. Then in your mind, somebody say, you know you missed it. But in your mind, you say, honey, let's go. Yeah, maybe it's Pastor Desmond that now my wife. See, all those friends that are enemies, frenemies, be posting on WhatsApp. Who sent you to leave your wife? That woman that you are looking at, continue. Continue. People don't know the way this thing works. And let me explain. God gave, who is the head of the family? The husband. Huh? Who did God give the power to open and close the heavens? The wife. That's too much power for one woman. Go and think about it very well. You are there that is be answering your God. But the person making things happen is that woman. Paul or Peter? He said, deal with them according to wisdom so that your prayers will not be in that. A woman looks at you, she's unhappy with you, and God stops listening to you. Okay, go and argue with God, though. It's in the Bible. I'm just reading the book, the constitution to you. This house, nobody talk when I talk. Well, I now know why God is not answering you. Meanwhile, he's speaking in tongues, so. And he can raise the dead. But on his own matter, heavens will not talk. It's a serious power. So meanwhile, some people are changing their agenda. In heaven, the way they born you, that's what they have there. Any other person can make heaven. This man that became woman, there's no record. Because on earth, you are something else. Daniel. Now, like I said to you in the morning, and please listen to that message, and I hope it's very clear, maybe the recording, but this, we are already in 2022. Are you with me? We are already where? Put this down. It is possible for you to carry a particular grace and not know. You may not be conscious of it at that level. You may just find that, sometimes you prophesy. Sometimes you displace certain ability to teach or to provide wisdom, the wisdom of God. But you may not know the matter is even weightier than you actually consider it. I was with Pastor Ayo, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? And while he was preaching, he made a statement. He was just preaching. He said, I know the grace that I carry. He was preaching. He said, I know there are certain things that are not given to me. You know, I was listening to Pastor Ayo. He was saying that I didn't even know. He just turned and faced me. He said, for instance, he said, Pastor Benga has an unusual anointing for church planting. He had never said it to me before until that morning. I was hearing it. So I was also saying, but I'm the person he's talking about. I'm like, Then I now thought about it. Wait. We started this church with less than 10 members 6 years ago. And as at the fourth year, when people were, any church at that level is trying to stabilize, we started the first church. The next year, we started that church. The pastor in Abel Kuta Church is already on ground. With his family. He's not here. He's coming from somewhere else. We went to recruit him from offshore. Huh? I'm just saying, we went to poach him. I'm just telling you that until Pastor Ayo said, occurred to me that what I was doing was not normal. Because there are churches that are 12, 15 years. They are not thinking it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Pastor Gottman was in a crusade over the weekend and he called me and said, Pastor, as I closed the meeting, I asked people to put their hands where they were hurting and people started getting healed. Say, Pastor, I said it has started. Continue healing them. But you know how he go to me, if you know him before, he will teach you wisdom, he will teach you. He doesn't go to that area. He himself didn't even expect what he saw. But the anointing flows from the head. So I was telling Pastor, say, he was preaching in his church, Bagada. He just looked at me and said, young man, I'm hearing a Sam. He said, my name is Sam. He almost jumped out of his skin. The thought that he was even right. The anointing shut down because he forgot the remaining prophecy. When I got to him, I was the one waiting for me. Say, Pastor. I said, so now you start 7 days fasting to charge that anointing. So we laughed about it. He said, Sam. He said, my name is Sam. He shut the thing down. Hey. I can't be right. That I'm right is a problem. I can't be right. I was just laughing. Spiritual things are contagious. The key is honor. The key is desire. Do you desire it so much? Do you see your life as one that you cannot gamble with? And that you always need to be on point with the Lord so that you don't make unnecessary major mistakes? My advent into the healing ministry didn't just start because of a desire. It started because I was always sickly as a child. And I didn't like it. Pumping drugs. The only thing they have not given me is HIV. I'm telling you. It was so bad. Listening to a doctor say, okay, this is yellow fever. It sounded so complicated. Spiritual things are what? Contagious. But they flow within a communal life, within a community. We are going to start this church because my gift works with songs, but I really don't know how to sing. So I asked the Lord, I said, I want you to give me the ability to sing. I said, like my friend. So I described the one I like. Bam, approved. I don't sing like him. But sometimes when I sing, I hear his voice in my own. Do you understand? But I was able to relate because he is my friend. I'm talking about Pastor Tinto. He's my friend. I was like this. And there was a day I was having a very prophetic experience. I mean, that was the experience that in that vision where I saw that Donald Trump would be president. I didn't know anything about him before then. And I sang a song in that vision. I woke up, I sang the song. I came to church, they couldn't get the key. Because it's a heavenly language. But I went to Jos, and then I sang the song. My friend heard it, not once, half. Just half. He just did, pointed to the guy and gave him the key. The thing just, I said, you are in that vision. Exactly the way I heard it. My friend just pointed to the key. Bam. Because the energy flows from the... That's where we got it from. I can point to places in my life where I received certain things. Not necessarily because I prayed, but because I associated with certain people. If I go to Jos, I don't preach there. They have a teacher there. I prophesy. I don't... I prophesy. I don't. That's my area because that's the where my joint is supplying. You have a teacher. You can. There's no competition. I will bring the one that is my own. The one that if I enter that place, you can't even struggle with me. Certain things that you are praying for, they are in a community. You find yourself there, become part of the community. Look at this human body. Every part of the body, including the small ones, they are doing something. That's what happens when people say they are part of a system, you are part of an office, you will not contribute in a meeting, everything is okay. Oh, okay, everything okay. Then you wonder why they keep pushing you out of the scheme of things. Or you are in a church and you are just looking like Lucas. The Bible says every joint supplies. Every joint. Because as your joint is supplying, it's also receiving. You are giving something. And you are receiving. I don't know who that is for. Let me talk about Daniel. Certain things that I want to talk about. Now, the first thing I want to say about here, about Daniel here, about the spirit of excellence. So this is the part two. It is not the business definition of excellence. I'm not talking about that. That one is a consequence of the spirit. It's a consequence. I have a particular, my mentor, Professor Malone, as a friend, and I know him. If he was on his way out of the house, and for any reason, he had to go to the restroom, he will not go out again. He will go back and have his bath again. A guy. And it was like that. When I knew him like that, he was an undergraduate in Futa. Have you seen that kind of life before? If for any reason, give me a second, I need to get to the restroom. As he's coming out, he's going to have his bath. A guy. Now, you want to marry that kind of person? This is the one the Lord told you. But the Lord didn't tell you is that finicky. But the Lord told you that's your husband. Then you are always having quarrels. How do you tell your neighbor what your quarrel is? That you are not neat enough. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's how there are people in this world, though. I'm talking about excellence. In fact, I will ask my mentor when I call him. But you can imagine, I have a friend, Brother Job, while we were in school. If Brother Job, he used to be a chef before coming to school. So every time we want to have a feeling of home, we'll go to Brother Job. He's a bit elderly. So Brother Job can use, student, tin tomato. By the time he uses that thing that you cook, that poison that you call food, and he uses the same tin tomato to prepare sauce for you, you'll be shouting hallelujah. You'll be shouting it. You're not saying no, you'll be shouting. Because the hand of a chef, is trained. He takes all those things that you just use and do concussion. You can't marry down and be saying, I want to cook. You want to cook for me? he will be managing your food. His own is not normal, actually. He lives in K2. But you can imagine someone at that level. But his hands are trained in a particular way for excellence. So how did Daniel get to the point where a queen, an unbelieving queen, said that the spirit of the Holy God, the spirit of excellence, was found in him? That means that there was a time in the kingdom of Babylon that they were experiencing deterioration. And they needed something powerful to sustain the glory that they had amassed. Because sometimes people labor to get to a level only to get there and realize they don't have what it takes to sustain it. So they are now crumbling. All of a sudden they are offline for 3 hours. You can't find any networker. You are just struggling there and say, everywhere you go, but I can't find you anywhere in Maryland. Anywhere you go, just shut down me. Just yesterday, when we thought it couldn't be worse, shut down. Made me look like a fool. I turn up the phone, turn it on. He said, it's from these people, not you. How did Daniel get to the point where God, I said that you could be carrying something and not know. It was the queen who had an eye for what he was carrying. The Daniel himself was in prison in chains until they went to bring him to interpret the vision that was on the wall. But a woman said, there is a man in this kingdom. Is it possible that such a man can be in this kingdom? The solution of Nigeria can be in Maryland, and that man will not be known. Is it possible that, you are carrying something that is a conglomerate of, something that will go to 6-12 nations. And yet, only the enemy has seen it. And is keeping that information from you. So that you will not reach the full potential. Listen to me, there is no shining in heaven, no. The shining is here. If you are thinking you want to go and shine and blind everybody's idea, it cannot work. They have been shining there before time began. The kings and priests are on earth. Say, for there shall be kings and priests on the earth. Once you go there, you remove your crown. So when we get there, I'll see my brother Jesus, and we'll shout hallelujah, amen. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, sing hallelujah, amen, amen, sing hallelujah. Bro, sis, you can sing for all you like. But some of us, many people, we enter God's kingdom like Lazarus. Because the poor you will always have. But there are some that will come like Father Abraham. Take your pick. Or choose your heart. There was a woman in that kingdom who saw what Daniel was carrying for what it is. And she made it very clear that this thing was not anything found on earth. It was not anything that flesh or the human nature could give. This is not me trying to be neat. This is not me trying to go to have my bath after I go to the restroom. This is not me trying to be finicky about the time I put in my Maggi and when I add my salt. Or I have a special spoon for measuring salt. I have a special... we're not talking about that one. You can be finicky at that level. But this woman said, this one, it is a spirit of excellence. That spirit of excellence is what makes you rise in the morning and you know you are not going to address the new day the way you address the former one. There's a new approach. There's a new strategy. Your ears are close to God's ears. Say the spirit of the God. She didn't know how to say it. So that was the best way she could capture that thing. But let's talk about how he got there. Please permit me to also tell you that the beauty of God's glory is not just in his capacity to shine. It's in his, the excellency of that glory. There's a way God reveals himself to you. If truly what you saw was God, it will make you drop everything that is flesh and follow him. Do you know that by the time that God revealed himself to Abraham, he was a rich man? Hey, come on. When God called Abraham, he was not broke. He was, in fact, his dad had businesses. The dad tried to convince him to come back. He was supposed to be the heir apparent. And we asked ourselves, why would, and do you know that when God called him, he was not a worshiper of God? He was a worshiper of Satan. You know, God has a way of telling your story in a way that makes it look nice. But when we really check it, we know that it was Ogun you were worshiping then. How can God go to Ogun shrine to call a prophet for himself? That's God. He will not explain to you because he knows you're a religious person. So he won't tell you that one. What's the worshiper of Satan? It was Stephen that came in Acts and now explained to us why Abraham, a rich man, a made man, a man with a fine wife, a man that could marry three and four, nobody would challenge him. He said the God of glory appeared unto Abraham in the land of Mesopotamia. So what did Abraham see that made him follow? He saw the glory of God. Then he looked at what was in his hand. $32 billion. Let me follow this one. Let me follow this one. He saw something in God that made his money, his companies, his wealth, everything. He can't give it to God. Listen, you cannot rob God. Huh? You cannot rob God. God cannot be mocked. He gave his own son. He said, how can shall he not freely? Do you know what it means to stay in your house and you go out with public transport and come back with a car? Do you know what it means? You didn't pray. You didn't fast. You didn't say this day, God, do it, do it, do it. You just went and they say, take, this is a car key for you. Do you know what it means? In a COVID year where people say people are broke, they say, take. Do you understand what I'm saying? He said, the cattle upon a thousand is their mind. God says, if I was hungry, I would not tell you. Why do you find it convenient to withhold that in your hand from him? Why is it easy for you to do that? If truly you believe him. I don't tell you things I don't know. At least at my small level, I'm practicing it. And I will not tell you it's easy. That's why revelation must always propel your actions. He said the God of glory appeared to Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran. It was the glory of God that he saw. He saw something in God. It was not a physical thing. That thing was what began his journey for him. So every time he feels compelled to go back, he will remember, but I saw something. I saw something. There was something I saw before I decided this was my wife. There was something I saw before I decided this was my husband. Every other attempt from the pit of hell is a noise in the market. I know what I saw before I married you. I know what I saw before I took this decision. People spend more time listening to Satan in the name of good counsel, human realities, let's face the fact, current realities. If God says your wife is a woman that is not so tall, and you decide to go elsewhere, to California, and look for something there, listen. Even if you live a happy life, somewhere there will be, it's like installing a software, but some drivers are missing. The thing will know, you want to do some function, it will be telling you, Ogaba original. But this one is not a Comta Village. This one is 25,000. I remember when Loretta bought her Mac. Is Loretta here? Okay, she bought her Mac and we were all trying to battle the thing in the office. Because the Mac refused to talk. The Oluwole Microsoft Word package or whatever we got from the CD-ROM. Refused to listen to us. The computer kept saying, buy the original one. Then I said, madam, why did you go and collect an original Mac from the producer, from the manufacturer? You didn't collect. They said, hello, how much is a Microsoft package? Says that 5,000. I said, hey, you are bought market. Do you know how much that 5,000 is? Lore, it's now 50. But you went out, you just want to, do Mac. You now realize Mac is not the only thing that you will do. There are other things that will do you. You must have money to buy. I have a colleague in my class who uses Mac. And every time, he just touches the screen. I'll just be looking at him. We know what we know. We know who we are in Christ. You cannot intimidate us. One day we had to do a project. I brought my own laptop. So we now sat beside each other. Oh, I was so ashamed of myself. This laptop, I said, I will press till go off. Then so God now wanted to catch him. The application we were running now failed on it. So I now say, let me try my mouth. Now I say, it's working here. It's working. long way. It shook you. I mean, I didn't tell you that. My own, they work. One of the things you experience, oh God, be serious. One of the things you experience when you come is you experience his excellence. You see the way he sits on his throne, the way he talks. He doesn't, you see the order around him. You can feel it that this thing is deliberate. Everything around God is deliberate. So I want to show you a few things. Number one, how did Daniel get to where he found himself? Before a woman, because women have eyes for good things. There was a woman that saw a slave boy in her house and said, this one, star is very bright, very fresh, untouched. What's your name, young man? He said, Joseph. So I call you Joe boy. I make you manager now. You are manager. Remove that other one. Musubao, you are out. Jojo, you are there now. And that's it, too. You say you go to prison. You shout, you go to prison. Joe boy, you are not the man. What? This kind of, pastor, God is doing it, too. God is asking your prayer. Eh? Just like that. I said there's something there. Joe boy, they change your name to. You know, I told you it starts with changing of name. The guy that used to call, Mr. Binga. Then I say, Bengulo. Kapakuto Yakata. Yerakati Kabaza. Malika Budisia. Say, what is that? Ikaburu. I pursue you now. Bengulo, from where? Thunder fire you. Bengulo. All this anointing, Bengulo. There's a problem here. The secret of Daniel was in his daily routine. The secret of Daniel was in his daily routine. The reason why God gives us these stories, so that you know that he has approved of this kind of life. When you see something like this, it is just telling you this kind of life, follow it, you can follow it. If you see something that God puts in scripture that is wrong, he is telling you this one, no approver. Don't wait to see Paul say, thou shalt not steal. He has given you a story. Read it. So Daniel had some peculiar routines. Number one, he was a God seeker. Listen to me. Coming all the way from your country to a strange land. Do you know that the prophecy, when Jeremiah and all of them were prophesying, that they would be taken away? Do you know Daniel was there? God saw that Daniel was righteous. He saw that his friend was, but he did not exempt them from that travail. But he told his prophet, run. But told Daniel, shook your head here. And are we not serving the same God? Why we might can be different from Tina? We are saying prayer band. We used to pray together. We used to pray. We used to travel. Why do you answer? You leave me. You even give me prophecy for her. God, my God, why has thou forsaken me? Michael, in Jamaica, It's like that your friend has not learned anything. Say he's like he has not learned. Do you increase his punishment?
Daniel did not learn how to seek the Lord in Babylon. He had learned it in a moment of comfort. When they were still in their country, as a young boy, going to the Jewish synagogue, he had learned how to follow God. He only carried over his experience into that strange land. Nobody learns God under that kind of condition. Look at buffet. Look at buffet. Look at Bokoto. Look at the Kaiko. Every day, every morning, afternoon, night, just the chop, the chop, the chop. Ah, I say, you people, you are special. Look, King, like all of you. President, you are living as a rock now. From today, I'm not going out again. Wow. Say, you watch your name. Say, Ben, guys, I like you. You are a pastor. Come and be preaching as a rock. Whether you're watching me live from Nigeria, or you're watching me live from South Africa, or you're watching me live from the United States, this is Reverend Benga Shafe, live from Maserat Chapel. Huh? See, but we know that man. It's not me, oh. Because when Jesus eat that man, some ask, is he the one? Others say, it's not the one. Then the man said, I am he. He was a God seeker. These are principles you cannot preach out of. Because seeking God comes with a measure of sacrifice. There are decisions you will make. There are decisions you will make. There will be your own decisions. You will not see it in the Bible that do it like this. For me, it's when I'm in my car. Because it's a controlled environment. There's something called controlled environment in statistics. You control all the variables. I can decide the kind of music I listen to. I can decide how I want to die. I just roll up the glasses. Nobody is a... Somebody was coming to my window in the traffic and was just trying to get my attention. I just facing Rabba, Ledo, Lo, Sharaba. This one don't mad. And he left me. Because you forced me to talk. He forced me to talk. I don't want to answer. You bang my glass again. I don't want to talk. Then I say, Kama, Sotale, next customer. Try it. You know me, I give people ideas. People don't... people just... You know, this Lagos, you need a level of madness to be here. What does it mean to be a God seeker? It means that you build your life around God. Your family life, your business, your career, your relationships, your... Do you know that the Bible cannot stop you from fornicating if you are engaged? You don't know. You don't know. You will be remembering thou shalt not fornicate tomorrow. Thou shalt not fornicate tomorrow, not today, because today we are going to do it. You see? That scripture will not look like it's very far away from you. Like it's like they are saying something there, oh. That shall, it's not clear again. I can't see it. Then you start speaking outside to tell yourself, I can't see it. Because something is happening. Somebody is, I went somewhere when I was 7. That girl used to play lawn tennis. What was that one? Is it badminton? The other one? She's very tall. Eberi. That's his name. My father is one of the chief judges in this country. I should have gone since. Me, and to be honest too, I like that girl. we cannot stand here and be lying. You know, so I have to tell you. Because some people make it look like the girl is the devil. Me, I was the devil. I was the devil. This girl, you know. But I don't, you know, just look at her, like her like that, but there was nothing to it. And then I was using this iPhone care. This Nokia that has a big antenna. Very heavy. Not 3310. 3310 is bully. I'm talking about those ones that if you do like this, you'll be looking for signal. It's a Nokia, but old one. Those of us who could not do, they say my time is up and I've not even started this message. You people don't like gist. So this girl, you know when we meet at the parade, Iberia, you know, just Benga.
Her phone is always ringing when I'm with her. She has one. That was the period color screen started coming, a color screen phone. So if you add it, then you are made. That was when I knew her father was a big man. Elder ones were also, you know, senior lawyers in Port Harcourt, in Cross River State, you know, big. So I didn't know. I just loved the woman, but I didn't know that it was that area was good. So I now shook her hand. The phone rang. When she brought out the phone, I said, this one is not in your level. Not your level. Then my own now rang. Dun, 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 dun. I was trying to mute the thing. Alakoma. This is the time you're supposed to be ringing. Shake it. The girl now said, pick your call now. She said, she now said, but I know your phone. Pick your call. I said, I'll call the person back. I'll call the person back. A man's gift to make room for him. That girl despised me. So our friend, because all of them, they are unbelievers. When the copper slower, Alpha, Benga, like you like a burial. I said, no, I'm just checking it out. So one day she now came to my church. My pastor was now, he now told me, the area pastor of the church, said, Benga, I'm going for a zonal meeting. Preach for me. No. So we're doing Thanksgiving. When we finished, I just got on the altar. Lift up your hands. I started prophesying. The girl know they go Pentecostal church, but that day one evil wind brought her. She just saw me. She now tapped her friend. Is that not Benga? She said, no. It's Benga. The guys have been prophesying. Wow. Now how they, you know, you just prophecy has a way it changes you. I just changed. God glorified me that day. As I was coming down from the altar, I just saw her. I just froze that. This prophecy will affect what I'm trying to do. So she now said, you know, but she was so wild. Like, Benga, I didn't know you. Wow, you're like this. You never told me. I said, like what? What we are looking, both of us are looking for two different things. Like what? Benga, you need to come to my house. When I got to our house, oh boy, we are not all coppers at the same level. Some of us came to serve. Others were served. She gave me things to eat I've never eaten in my life. That's the day I knew my destiny was on the line. Things I cannot tell you. I just heard one voice in my head. You have crossed your boundary today. Don't move from where you are. I'm telling you. I just froze. Then she got up, went to her kitchen, then went to her restroom, then came out. When she came out, I just heard a voice. Don't move. If you move, you are dead. Then she came. And I just held my hand. So she looked at me. I just said, don't move. Benga, what's the matter? Are you okay? Are you feeling sick? I must not look into those eyes. Don't move. See the way I was sweating. Don't move. That's the last. That's God's mercy to me. Don't move. If you move, you will move into. Just stay. I'm telling you a life story. When you say somebody is a God seeker, you put buffet in front of him, put goat head, isyewu, put everything, and then you're now serving vegetable while others are eating. That's what I'm describing to you. Then when she sat, she was with me on that bed. I bind you. If you bind, you bind the wrong thing. Yeah, just stay there. I wanted it. But I knew that that word was from the Lord and was my last opportunity to escape. After like 10 minutes, she got up and looked at me. She shook her head. Walked back into the kitchen. I just got up. I got up, wore my shoe, wore my slipper, wore my boots. I'm going. Since that day, I stay in the company of the brethren. The devil is not afraid of you. If you are a lone ranger, you walk alone. But if he sees you in the midst of your brethren, he knows you are powerful. Because the pack is stronger when they are together. All that revelation that isolate you. Okay. God seeker. What was he doing as a God? He was praying for the restoration of Israel. He was not really just thinking about it. He wasn't trying to be a big minister of God. He was just praying for his people. Restoration of Israel. He was trying to keep his faith alive. That's number one. Number two. Daniel made the decision not to eat any food offered to idols. There are some people during all this festival of other religions, that's where they will go and sit down and say, we are Christians by faith, we are the righteousness of God. Yes, Daniel said, my own destiny doesn't allow it. He separated himself from anything that he could not trace to God. You may be delayed for 7 years, but you will get to God's will. But you will first be required to turn away that offer. When I was leaving the bank, and a position I applied for that I was turned down, they came and said over the phone, do you want it now? We will give it to you without the permission of your boss. That's food offered to idols. My brother, buffet, if you think you like, you know the reason why you eat much is because the food doesn't have quality. And you see good food, yes, and you'll be adding weight. You eat first round, second round, third round. Check it. Just check it. In buffet, you'll be tired. If you eat any other in a buffet, you have the spirit, you have a spirit of gluten. There's a Yoruba name, but you won't appreciate it if you don't understand Yoruba. No, there's a strong one. But for the sake of our global audience, those watching us from Europe, and let me save them. He never ate food offered to idols because he saw it as partaking in idol worship. He saw it as partaking in idol worship. He didn't dance to music he didn't understand. It's worship. Have you listened to some music and you start getting wild in your head? Some of you are born again for a moment. We are in the world. We are there. You listen to some song, your mind will change its operating system. God, that's why Paul even said to us, sing to yourself in Psalms. He gave us our own prescription. Can't be right more righteous than God. How can all the some people don't have one message on their phone? So if you want to now package your case before God, God bless your song. What are we going to use to package your case? No message, no song, no nothing. You are not far away from what you listen to. It's not in the Bible. Everybody in Babylon was sinning against God. It was a decision he had to make. The same thing with Noah. It's not really about you obeying God. But you find yourself in a place where if you compromise, nobody will ask you. Do you know that feeling? You are in a place, you compromise. Nobody will ask you anything. Because nobody even knows who you are. We are talking with one of our friends who is married to a pastor. And, you know, but he married the lady as a backsliding person. So when they had issues, we had to go there to try to restore the marriage. And we called him pastor. And I said, who is pastor? Says, Tokwe. Say, pastor. He said, the person I married, we met in the club. He was a pastor in a big church. But when he got to Port Harcourt, he didn't pray well. If you move from Ibadan to Port Harcourt without praying well, and they put you in certain corners of Port Harcourt, you'll be singing another song. I'm telling you. Or you go to all those Bonny Island, no father, no mother. just you and your maker. And you see all these ladies selling fish, selling all these expatriates. Pastor Gminga told us, God will be forgiving us. Serious matter. So the issue is not really about whether you want to obey God. The issue is that Noah did it in a season when nobody was thinking in that direction. And that was what God honored about him. The same thing with Daniel. Don't eat food offered to idols. I'm telling you, Daniel got to the point where God said, we have found a vessel where we can put something. Daniel was not the one praying for it. It was God that spoke and said, I found my servant. Do you see the way Daniel talks to angels? They come. He's not asking them to come. They just come. They like him. They fight because of him. And the Daniel is the president of a nation. He's a government official. He's not a pastor. How much more if he's a pastor? Number three. Daniel chose his friends wisely. He did not allow his work, his environment, to determine those who will be in his inner circle. His inner circle was determined by his assignment and by the God that he served. So in some cases, it's better to be a lone ranger. Who will be Elijah's friend? I'm just asking. Elijah needs a friend. Who will be his friend? Elijah that calls down, he's just testing his power. Fire. Fire. He's still working. Put the fire in his pocket. Let's go and visit the king. Now, if they get there and they shoot arrow at Elijah, do you have anything to protect yourself? So, Elijah, we love you. You know, we believe in your ministry. We know you are God sent. We will be your prayer warriors. He chose his friends. He did not allow the system to put him in a corner, in a mold. And you should do the same. Not everybody is fit to be your friend. Allow God work out relationships. Allow God do what? Work out your relationship. Don't force anything to happen. You will get into trouble like that. Number four. Daniel stayed alone. Daniel stayed alone. The kind of life he lives, he can't stay with people because you won't understand him. The day they announced that nobody should pray again, what did he do? He just got up. Open the window so they can see. He was a rebel. He was a quiet rebel. Say, snap up. Evidence. He won't argue with you. But you see, on the matter of his conviction, he will not shake. And that is where God wants us to be. We don't go to church based on 5 minutes distance. We go because something has been allocated there for us. The same way you assume a level of value in Lekki and you are living a better and going, is the same way you allocate value to where God has provided spiritual food and you'll be going. It's not wasting of money. That's your salvation. It's not wasting of money. Your salvation. Once you have that attitude, and I'm not telling you what I'm not doing. As a young boy, I used to trek 2 hours to church. Because my people didn't believe in what I was doing. I finished SS3. I had a major decision to make in my life. It was not the decision of the school I would go to. It was the decision of whether I still wanted to follow Jesus. I don't know if you're with me, Ken. I was waiting for jam, you know, all those the season. I was always alone at home. But I began to feel that all the emotions that my spirituality had suppressed at 16, because I was no more in a school fellowship, I became more aware of myself. The sexual abuse that I faced many years ago came back, and I had a decision to make. And what the devil sold to me then, and it made a lot of sense, is that you are still a young boy. You can always come back to God after your university degree. So even though I was in the house with my mom, I had a tough decision to make. But nobody knew. People saw me outside. They saw me going for Feka Fellowship. But somewhere in my mind, I was asking myself, this is your last opportunity. Because when we were on campus, all of us believers were together. You cannot backslide. You cannot sit in the hostel when we are all going for fellowship. It's like we are supposed to be on your feet now. You know, nobody is thinking like I'm coming soon. Coming soon. We are going together. Brother Ambrose? Huh? Is it Brother Sheye? brag, okay, the teacher. Oh, we had one president then, Asabia. He was a medical student in Lautek. I forgot his name. He was the first guy we see that would say, thank you, Holy Spirit. There are 34 angels here. Now, take command to the left. Right everywhere. This one, they command angel. When Nika. You want to sit in the hostel. But the moment I was exposed, that communal life was taken from me. Then I now had to face some tough decisions. Do you still want to go with Jesus? Or do you want to go the other direction? There is a place of solitude that can become a place of power after certain questions have been answered. If you do not pass that test of solitude, where without external influence, you now make a decision for Jesus. There are certain things that God will not validate about you. Number 5. Don't forget that guy had Meshach, Abednego, but he stayed alone. Do you remember when they were praying for revelation on the king's dream? When the glory of God fell down, what happened to the rest of them? They ran. But Daniel stayed. Because that's his own realm. When you see some people say they don't stay around people, it's not pride. If they start speaking in tongues and screaming, you will say they don't respect your privacy. People move and rent their house at the redemption camp. Baba left the city for you people. And you are still complaining. Bishop Eribo moved to Ota. Problem. Go and check. There is a reason why gatekeepers are kept where they are. Go and check. There's a way God allocated it. You, Otta, you, this one, you, Kaduna, you, Zaria, you, just share everything. Despite the fact those three boys were his friends, but they were not at the same level. Stay in your own house, let me stay in my own. It was a man that stayed alone because he needed to guard the atmosphere around him. Number 5. He was a man of great convictions. He refused to bow to music pornography. You know what music pornography is? Do you know what music pornography is? Have you seen those songs that you people sing and dance about? Have you taken your time to see the video of those songs? Who knows what I'm talking about? People make me feel I'm the only one watching all these things. I'm the one looking for trouble. Don't you see some of those videos? They simulate sexual roles. You don't see it. Okay, you're a Christian. Do you understand what I'm saying? But you'll be listening to the audio, whatever, in your car. You will like the song. That is music pornography. Some of you are hearing that word for the first time. So before you tell yourself this music is good, ask yourself, is there something else that is going on? Because when you see the video, and you see the way they are moving, you will not remember Bible verse, but you will remember that when you want to sleep in the night, having fellowship with it. Great conviction. He knew it wasn't about just the music. It's not just about the film. It's not just about responding to WhatsApp for every day. It was a man of conviction. This is the way I want to live my life. If you don't like it, rent your own house. My task is to pray till this nation goes back. And he stayed with it. He didn't even compel the other three boys to do it, to join him and do it. And when the miracle came, he allowed everybody go. But he stayed back to hold the gate. Daniel didn't go back with them. He prayed them open, but he stayed back. He prayed them open. That was his assignment. His bones were in that ground. A man that loves company cannot be a man of deep conviction. If you like being in the good books of people, you like people to appreciate you, what God will be able to use you to do will be very limited. Because when God releases you, you will be alone. When David faces Goliath, he will be alone. When Noah will build the ark, he will be alone. When Moses will take a stand to go to the city, who sit and make us God, he will do it alone. When David will ascend the throne, he will do it alone. When Jesus will embrace the cross, he will do it alone. Take your loneliness, embrace it, master it, make it your slave, make it a tool, a pedestal for seeking God. You cannot get there without convictions. If you are less feeling lonely because your phone is not ringing, you don't understand what I'm saying. Ah, nobody called me today. Ah, leave that phone. Number 6. Daniel was a man of secrets. There was a time the angel appeared to him and said, this thing, seal it. Don't reveal this one, seal it. You want to operate at certain levels. Ah, there are some things you won't say. In fact, there are some things he won't tell you don't say, but you already know you are not going to say it. It's a man of secrets. Things God will show you. And what's God saying? It is well with Nigeria. I heard one pastor say, he said the day I started having trouble in this country was when I started prophesying against politicians and Nigeria. Say before then, nobody knew my name. Choose your battles. Even when, hey, David, you are disturbing me. Even when, okay, there's one more. Even when you see the error of a father or of a leader, including a politician, if you must say something, ask the Lord. Ask the Lord. Should I comment? If Moses had approached Pharaoh in the flesh, he would not return.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget, it was the same Pharaoh that he saw, that he could not stand before him. He fled.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now God is sending you back to the same Pharaoh. You know, now here they live before. Eh? 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 You that your name, I've been looking for you for 18 years. Pick him. There was something they saw on Moses that day that could not make them arrest him.
Yes, sir.
If Moses had engaged after the God said, I should go, hey. I don't know if somebody's hearing me now. Huh? This is wisdom. Be a man of secrets. If you see your neighbor and your neighbor's wife somewhere is doing something, it's not your business. Be a man of secrets. When God reveals 32 archangels to you, 32 archangels, only you. No, don't keep it first. Don't terrorize us. We know you are seeing God, but leave us. With our Bible we are reading, just leave us. Be a man of secrets. Daniel moved from king to king. Isaiah too moved from king to king because of the ability to comport yourself in the palace. You see your boss. One of my bosses, my direct boss, was flirting with another of my boss while I was in Oceanic Bank. So she left her chat on. So I went to the system to pick something. I just said, hello, love. So what about this evening? I never told her I saw anything. I never gave her the impression I respected two of them, even though I was angry. But is it my anger? Is the anger going to do anything for me? Meanwhile, it was the same one who told me that I was going to be sacked and she will be left on the job because she has the connections. And I could have used that whatever against her and asked, they would have asked IT to spool. If you like, keep chatting with your boy on your, and you say you deleted the chat, IT will show you that they are more than that your chat. They will bring everything. Everything. Keep saying I deleted it. Hello, love is not an official language. It's not a professional language. Hi, dear. It's not a professional. Please, dear sir. Dear Kule. Thank you, dearie. What? People pray for things they are not cultured for. They are not prepared for. Be a man of secrets. Let people's secrets be safe in your hand. God shows you something. I'm telling you how you can be carrying something even we put there. And only somebody with a keen eye will see it. A man of secrets. Are you telling me that Daniel didn't know what he was operating in? But he humbled himself. There's still one part of this spirit of excellence, but I don't know. But if the thing is doing me next week, you will just see me, I'll come and preach. Let me kiss my father and my mother goodbye, and I will follow it. Title of a message. That day, many of you will follow Jesus. When I finish, follow Jesus. Say, Jesus, carry me, go. Water, carry me, go. Water, Jesus, carry me, go. Your ears are blessed. And your heart is blessed. These words that you have heard will do something to your soul. They will recalibrate it and make you a better person. Oh my God. The spirit, the same spirit that rested upon Daniel on the strength and the authority of this message rests on you now. For those listening online and watching, that same spirit rests on you now.